Nigeria's Christians are attacked again. Syria's chaos dominates UN meetings this week, and two powerhouse ministries come together in Guatemala. We'll tell you what that means on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A suicide bomber targeting Christians killed four outside a Catholic church in Nigeria. They think the bomber is a part of the Boko Haram, a terror sect that wants to wipe Nigerian Christians off the map.
When you're dealing with people who are this extreme, it seems almost impossible to witness or share the good news.
The Associated Press says drive-by shootings and bombings initiated by the Boko Haram have killed over 680 people this year. Yet believers are standing firm, says Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA.
Their faith is just unshakable.
Fuentes and an Open Doors team visited Nigeria 2 weeks ago. Believers shared their stories and experiences, not hoping for donations made in pity, but prayers holding power.
They knew once others heard their stories, they would be compelled to pray.
Pray for strength and encouragement for Nigerian believers. Start a prayer movement by visiting facebook.com/missionnetworknews and sharing the link to the story. Next, Syria's conflict is expected to dominate the week-long United Nations general debate starting today. Government forces are bombing the city of Aleppo even as talks get underway. Refugees continue to flow out of Syria by the thousands. Indigenous mission groups supported by Christian Aid Mission are helping in Lebanon, Jordan, and other neighboring countries. They're also sharing the hope of Christ. How can you help? We have a few suggestions at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. A partnership is saving money and opening more ministry opportunities. Asian Access and SIM formed a partnership that will allow SIM to service A2's 20-plus missionaries in Japan. What has it done? Handley says it saved them a ton of money.
At least $300,000 minimum per year. Plus, think of this, we go from one half-time recruiter to eight full-time recruiters just in the United States.
And SIM got a new field. Handley says the timing couldn't be any better.
I had Japanese pastors begging me to send hundreds of missionaries because the need is so great. We are desperate to send people to Japan, and we could not have done it before this partnership with SIM.
SIM's Bruce Johnson.
Together, we're trusting God. We will help Japanese pastors and churches plant 1,000 churches.
We turn next to Guatemala, where two powerhouse ministries are coming together. At Risk No More and AMG International merged this month. AMG's Chad Smith says,
AMG has been specifically focusing on just our population of at-risk kids. We haven't identified the street children. We haven't been able to develop a very robust program going out into the community, connecting with the churches.
The gospel is the foundation, but the merger means they'll build on each other's strengths. AMG brings infrastructure and organization. At Risk No More brings the interpersonal relationships and the passion. The idea is to work themselves out of a job.
Our long-term vision is that AMG wouldn't have to exist because the church would step up to its role in offering relationships to these children, showing them a way out of this brokenness that they have right now.
And a serious accident turned into an opportunity to share the gospel this weekend in Tajikistan. Slavic Gospel Association reports that a pastor and his wife were getting out of their car when it was hit by another vehicle. Muslim neighbors were shocked by the pastor's ability to proclaim Jesus instead of filing a lawsuit against the driver. Pray for recovery for those who were injured. Pray that many would also come to know Christ through this accident. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa through satellite TV. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 to see it, or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.